On Sunday, a group of local officials and community activists gathered to call for the removal of the thruway tolls at the Grand Island Bridge. Organizing that effort was Grand Island Supervisor Nathan McMurray, who joined us earlier by phone. Those tolls have been there forever, right, since those bridges were installed. What is the timing now? Why now?
Well, I just got elected, and it's something I was looking at while I was, you know, a resident of Grand Island and a resident of Western New York, and I always thought, does this make sense in this day and age to have people standing out there collecting dollar bills? This does not make any sense. And then when I looked into it deeper, I found out, well, people were concerned about the installation of those tolls since the beginning of time, since those things first started. And it's about time to reexamine it.
What would it mean for the community of Grand Island to have those tolls removed?
Well, sadly, in Western New York, a lot of people think of Grand Island as either Passover territory or no-go territory. And it's really a shame because Grand Island is a true gem. And I'm not just saying that because I'm the town supervisor. If you look at it objectively, it's the size of Manhattan in the Niagara River between Canada and America. It's the keystone of the region connecting north to south. Our major thruway goes right through it. To get to Niagara Falls, you have to go through it. And it's this beautiful island surrounded by all this water and two state parks. It's not good for Western New York to have that as a place where people avoid. So for Grand Island itself, I think it would possibly bring more business to our restaurants and have more people feel more comfortable about coming here and visiting our state parks and our town parks and enjoying the island and enjoying the amenities here. And for our region, I think it would help improve traffic flow from north to south and make people that are visiting Niagara Falls more willing to visit Buffalo. So I think it'd be good for everybody.
You did mention the key part of this, and that, of course, the thruway does go right over the Grand Island, and this does mean that the Thruway Authority is involved, and there have been criticisms throughout the years of the Thruway Authority about how difficult it can be to try to, for the public, to ascertain its process. So, but as you sit here right now, how do you understand the process within the Thruway Authority that would have to be accomplished to have those tolls removed?
Well, it's a web. It's going to be very difficult to fight this. But I'll tell you what, there has been no accurate accounting of how all of that toll money has been used. And I'm an attorney by trade. I looked at the original legislation, and the original legislation is very clear. It says the toll money should be used for the sole benefit of the maintenance and paying off of those bridges. I don't think anyone can say that happened. And when Grand Island lost all that space to the thruway, and we lost a lot of space to the state parks as well, which is a benefit, but when all that happened and the tolls were installed, there was that fear that those tolls would never go away. And that's why that original legislation said very clearly that the purpose of the tolls is for the building of the bridges and the maintenance of the bridges only, and they should be kept as low as possible. I don't think that's happened. If you look at the bridges today, do they look like they're in beautiful shape and they're upkept perfectly? Do you think all that money is invested back in the bridges? If that was the case, those bridges would be shining. They'd be covered in LED lights. They'd be, you know, a twin with the Peace Bridge. You'd have that beautiful gateway effect from Peace Bridge to the Grand Island bridges. But the reality is those are just a source of money for New York State. And I think that's wrong. And I think all the people in Western New York should be angry about that.
Nathan McMurray is the supervisor of Grand Island. He joins us by phone this morning. Thank you very much for your time.
No, thanks for paying attention to this subject. I appreciate all the good work you do on WBFO.